Sensitivity to shelter. The loss of a friend. It was a setback. But Kay knew it wasn't the end. He walked back to his shabby shack in the woods and rummaged through a series of tools and came back with what he needed, a saw. Then he went to where the sewerage began and sawed an opening. Looking inside, he remembered his sensitivity to small places. But he erased the sentiment from his mind and jumped in. He landed in the shadows of a large tunnel, knee-deep in a shallow pool of water. The sheer stench was almost unbearable, and Kay had to tell himself not to have sensory overload. He began walking down the tunnel, remembering the sequence of turns he took so that he could get back out. At least this place would be a shelter for the rain, he thought, as the shock of thunder outside shattered the silence. When his sensor indicated that he was close, Kay slowed down. There in the darkness was the shape of the body he was looking for. It was his dog, King. He was dead. Kay wasn't a sentimentalist, but he knelt and cried. He had hoped King was okay. But the fall down the hole had been more severe than he thought. King must have died instantly. Kay separated the radio collar that shackled King's neck, picked up the body, and carried him home. After burying King, Kay said a couple of sentences in his memory. Then he headed towards town for a session of beer drinking. There would be no sequel to their friendship, he thought, and he wouldn't buy another dog. King had been the best.